information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is a very special guest. Her name is Suzanne DeCock. She happens to be my daughter, and we're going to be talking about a weight loss program. Now, there's so many people in America who are overweight today, would love to lose weight, and they've tried many different types of programs, and they may lose weight for a while, but the weight comes back again. And obesity is one of the major problems of so many diseases facing us today, certainly type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And, well, Suzanne, how did you get involved with this weight loss program, and what can it do for our listeners?
Well, first of all, Dad, let me just say good morning, Dad. It's good to talk to you today.
Yeah, it's good to have you with us.
Great. Well, I know that you're out on the West Coast. I'm out here on the East Coast, so it's a little bit later in the day for me. I know it's really early for you and for some of your listeners out there. But I wanted to thank you for having me on your program, and you asked me how I got started with this. Well, let me just share that very briefly. First of all, you know, we are talking about the problem of obesity, because obesity, it's a huge issue today. Two out of every three adults in America are classified now as being either overweight or obese. And I recently heard a statistic that it said a third of all U.S. kids born in the year 2000 are going to be diagnosed with diabetes at some time during their life. And many of those cases are related to kids being overweight from the time that they're young children. And that's a disaster. That's just a real catastrophe. So I'm a typical American woman. I like to eat food. I like to go out to dinner. I like to, enjoy myself. Well, you know, as we all get a little bit older, we find that the enjoyment that we've learned from the time that we were little kids driving through McDonald's and getting a hamburger and a pack of French fries tends to catch up on us. And we can't continue eating the way that we were without putting on weight. And, you know, I found, like a lot of women, that over the years I put on, you know, 5 pounds, another 5 pounds, another 5 pounds. Well, pretty soon you're 25, 30 pounds overweight. You're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're saying, ooh, I don't look so good, and I really don't feel so good, and it's not fun getting out and running around the block anymore, so what am I going to do about this? Well, I'm really thankful during that time period I got a telephone call from a sister-in-law who was bragging to me how she had just taken off about 40 pounds of fat. And I'm a very competitive person. I thought, well, if she can do it, I can do it too. So I found out what she was doing. She talked to me about a program called Take Shape for Life. And I started on the program within a couple of weeks. And I was very, very fortunate. I was one of those that lost 5 pounds a week for the first 4 weeks on the program. So I got 20 pounds off quick. I stayed on the program for another month or so, got off another 5 to 10 pounds after that, and got down to a weight that was really good and healthy for me. After that, everybody was asking me what I was doing, why I was looking so good, how I was losing the weight. I started just talking to my friends about the Take Shape for Life program, referring them over to it, and I found out over time that I could actually work as a health coach with the program and help people from a professional standpoint, work with them as their health coach and help them lose weight too. So I just kind of evolved into this position, been doing it for, oh goodness, 6 to 8 months now, really enjoy what I do, and get to help a lot of people and see a lot of people meet their health goals. So it's very rewarding.
And basically, of course, this is a program where they provide the food for you, and basically, apparently, it's very nutritious and it tastes good, and you eat 5 meals a day, something like that.
Well, actually, we eat 5, what we call our MetaFast meals. We use MetaFast manufactured portion-controlled meals for the bulk of the program, and then we get 1 lean and green meal, which we prepare ourselves every day, which is your high-quality protein and your low-carb vegetables. So it's a very, very healthy way of eating. But it's based on the premise of eating small portion-controlled meals a day, 6 times a day. By eating 6 times a day, we're keeping our bodies fueled, we're keeping our metabolism revved up, and using the MetaFast meals that we use, we keep our body in a very fat-burning state. They're very high-protein, low-carbohydrate meals, and they keep us in a fat-burning stage so that the weight comes off very quickly and efficiently, and that's what I like about it. It makes it simple and quick, and I think we need that as people. We need to see results so that we can be disciplined and know that what we're doing is really making a difference.
And, of course, you act sort of like a coach for the people who are in the program, don't you?
Yeah, I really think I've got one of the best jobs in the world, Dad, because I get to coach people. I get to encourage them. You know, we've all developed bad habits over the years. It's kind of the human condition. We fall into what's easy and what doesn't require a lot of self-discipline. Well, I get to help people look at their current lifestyles and figure out what's working and what's not working. And then I coach them towards developing healthier habits and incorporating those as a part of their lifestyle. It starts with, we've got 3 phases to our program. The weight loss phase, which I told you, you know, that's where we're eating 6 meals a day. We're burning weight. We're getting into that fat-burning zone. The weight's coming off quickly and easily. After that, we want to transition back into eating more more normal foods that we would just go to the grocery store and buy while we're still using some of our MetaFast meals. But we're transitioning back into a more normal pattern of eating where you're going to the store and you're buying the bulk of your foods from the grocery store, and you're transitioning to keep your weight at a healthy weight. What we do not want is for people to get into the dieting yo-yo, which so many Americans are in now. They find a diet, it works for them for a time, they take off the weight, and within a year, 80% of people put the weight back on. Well, that's not effective, it's not healthy, and it's not getting us where we need to be. We need to change our habits. We need to change our style of eating. We need to change our exercise patterns. And I get to work with my clients in all of those areas to help them learn how to have a healthier, lasting lifestyle.
And, of course, this is a program designed by doctors, and so that you work under the direct supervision of the doctor I interviewed a couple of months ago. Why don't
that
you get your telephone number out and the website? This is a national program. We'll get to that. Let's get back here at the American Freedom Network.
Beth Messiah's Passover Seder will be celebrated on Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza at I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree for this year is your choice of delicious ham or turkey. Make your Passover plans and invite your family and friends. There will be tables of 10 available. Make known your request to Sharon when making your reservations. Adults are $32 this year. Children 10 to 12, $15. Children 6 to 9, $13. And children 5 and under are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to place your Passover reservations. Or mail your check payable to Beth Messiah Congregation, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is Friday, March the 23rd, so make your reservations early. See you at Passover. Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim, whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Suzanne DeCock. Suzanne, why don't you get your telephone number out and the website for this program? And this is a program designed by doctors, and doctors really are running this thing at the national level. But why don't you tell people how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. Just give me a phone call directly on my landline, which is 864-288-2807. Let me give that number to you one more time. It's area code 864-288-2807. And I can give you more information, talk to you a little bit about your situation, and you can decide if this is a good program for you.
All right, fine. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Suzanne. Our number, of course, is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And this is a program that really works. Haven't you gotten a lot of weight off a lot of people since you've been acting as a consultant and coach?
Yes, and that's what is really the fun part of this, is seeing people go from being sedentary and unhealthy individuals. I call them couch potatoes sometimes, because they do tend to live a very sedentary lifestyle often, and becoming fit and trim and getting out there and starting to enjoy life again. You know, a lot of my clients, they start out 100 pounds overweight, somewhere in that vicinity. And as they start to see their fat melt away and they start to feel energized again, it's like getting a whole new lease on life. It's exciting. It feels good. Your joints stop hurting. You're not carrying around that excess weight. Just going down, you know, for, in my case, 25, 30 pounds made me feel like a new woman. Well, I can only imagine some of the clients I've had that are taking off, you know, between 50 and 100 pounds. Wow, that's like getting a new lease on life. And certainly some of our clients, as they move towards a healthier, leaner lifestyle, well, they're getting out there, they're joining the gym, they're doing extreme sports, and just getting a whole new, healthier lifestyle opening up before them. And that is, it's a lot of fun to see that, and it's great to be a part of that.
Now, basically, the company that you work with and for actually sends the food initially, don't they? Or at least most of the food. Everybody, of course, will go ahead and prepare one meal for themselves. But the rest of the food, the other five meals, they send that for you. And how do you determine what you're actually going to get?
Well, I work with all of my clients one-on-one. I spend a lot of time talking to them on the phone initially, learn a little bit about them, find out what their goals are, find out what their ideal weight should be. And then we move into, well, what kind of foods do they like? What flavors do they dislike, et cetera? What works for them with their lifestyle? The MetaFast meals, yes, they are delivered directly to your door. And they're portion controlled. They're low in fat. They're low in calories. They have a very low glycemic index. So they don't cause that big swing in your blood sugar levels. It keeps you at a nice, even keel. Because they are portion-controlled individual servings, my clients, they get to choose from a wide variety of products. We've got everything from shakes to soups, stews, oatmeal, scrambled eggs, fruit drinks, iced teas. One of my favorites are chocolate brownies. There's pancakes, puddings, soft serve, et cetera. We've actually got over 70 different food products that you choose from. So I work with my clients. We design a menu. We find out what's going to work best for them. Some of the meals are ready to go in that it's a bar. You open it up, and there's your lunch or your mid-afternoon fueling right there. Some are shakes, so you mix them with a cup of water, and you're good to go. We've got hot meals, which are some of my favorites. We've got something called Sloppy Joe. It's like a vegetarian marinara sauce. And it's wonderful. You add a cup of water to it. You stick it in the microwave for a minute, and you're ready to go. So I talk to my clients, find out what they like, what they don't like, and then we design a menu that works for them, for their taste, and for their lifestyle. And, yes, the meals are delivered directly to your door, so it really simplifies things. It's exciting to go to your door, find a big box of food, and you don't have to worry about a shopping list. It's all pretty much taken care of for you.
All right. And the individual is not charged for your services. That's built into what they're paying for the food. How does this compare with just going out and buying a regular diet? I mean, is this a lot more expensive?
No, you know, for most people, it works out about cost neutral. If I go to the grocery store, I'll spend, you know, $75 to $100 a week easily on groceries. A lot of times I'll spend more than that because I buy some specialty items that I really like that are organic or gluten-free, et cetera. But I can order all of my meals through the Take Shape for Life program, and I'll spend about between $250 and $300 per month. So instead of going up to my grocery store and giving them $400 a month, I'm getting my meals delivered to me for about $300 per month, and then I just go and buy enough for a lean and green meal every day. So for most people, it works out pretty cost neutral, which is important because, you know, we're already spending money on food. We've all got to eat. Let's do it in a healthy manner without having to spend a lot more money out of pocket like a lot of fad diets get into, or like some of these hormone treatments where you go to bariatric clinics and you end up spending a lot of additional money. We avoid all of that. Plus, we give you the support, we give you the encouragement, and we give you the know-how. And that's a huge part of it right there, having somebody to help you through it, establish your own goals, and be there to help you. And,
well, now,
like I said,
is this diet dependent upon exercise and diet restriction? In other words, you're just cutting way back on the amount of food you eat?
Yes and no. All of our portion-controlled meals are based on about 100 calories per meal. So when you're doing the 5-in-1 plan, you're taking in anywhere from 800 to 1,000 calories per day, and so you are dramatically decreasing the amount of calories you're taking in. Now, for the first couple of weeks on the program, I tell my clients this is not the time to go out and join the gym and start a real disciplined exercise program. We're going to get to that down the road, but right now we just want to focus on getting off the unhealthy weight, getting you a little bit healthier, and then your body's going to want to start moving. You're going to want to get out. You're going to want to be walking every day. You know, some people like to join gyms. Some people like to ride a bicycle. I like to go outside and ride my bicycle. So it's a personalized program to help the individual with their goals and with what they enjoy. So exercise is a part of it, but that comes down the road. right now we want to concentrate on getting off the unhealthy weight and then learning new lifelong healthy habits.
Now, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Suzanne, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And one more time, why don't you get your telephone number out, Suzanne, so people will be able to get in touch with you if they're interested in following through and getting that weight off, which is so important to be healthy today.
It is. I cannot stress that enough. We do live in a very obese society, and we've got to break some of the habits that we've got that have gotten us to the condition where, you know, two out of every three people are struggling with weight issues. So if you want to give me a call, we can talk about it a little bit more. My telephone number is 864-288-2807. That's 864-288-2807. And while we're waiting to see if anybody calls in, can I just kind of talk a little bit more about some of the areas that I'm really interested in here, Dad?
You go right ahead.
Okay. Because one of my pet peeves is what I see so many of my friends and my clients get caught up in. I call it the nutritional pollution factor here. You know, we grow up with McDonald's and Taco Bell and all of these wonderful fast food restaurants all around us. And we learn to eat that way. Over 90% of what the typical American what the typical American consumes are processed foods, and they're very unhealthy. A lot of that, they're high in sugar, they're high in fat, they're high in salt, they've got a lot of unnecessary artificial ingredients. And if we want to live healthy lifestyles, we've got to get the bad things out of our diet, and we've got to incorporate good things into our way of eating every single day. What happens also is as we get older, we naturally lose muscle mass. Unless we're building lean muscle, as we age, we lose muscle mass. And for every pound of muscle that we have in our bodies, it consumes about 50 to 7 calories a day. Well, through the aging process, if we're losing muscle but we're still eating the same, it's inevitable we're going to gain weight. So a lot of my clients, they're, you know, in their 40s, 50s, 60s, et cetera, they think that they can still eat like a 20-year-old, but they can't. And so the weight just comes on gradually over time. And then, of course, the consequences of that, and you mentioned this right at the beginning of the program here, but there's a lot of the diseases that we see in our society today, the coronary heart disease, strokes, diabetes, arteriosclerosis, and certain cancers, certainly breast and colon cancer. A lot of those things can be traced to being overweight and having unhealthy foods in our diet. So we've got to address the core issues, change our habits, and get off the unhealthy weight, and then keep it off for life. That's really what it's all about, is keeping it off for life.
And do the people do fairly well once they get the weight off if they follow along with this program?
You've got to be willing to follow along. I do have people sometimes that say, well, I'm just going to lose the weight quickly and then go back to the way I was eating before. You can't do it. You have to incorporate new healthy habits, replacing the bad foods with the good foods. So I tend to handhold a lot while my clients are transitioning, because I don't want them to get on a dieting yo-yo where their weight's going up, their weight's going down. We need to keep eating the healthy foods, and once you develop a taste for healthy foods, you don't want to go back to the greasy French fries and the high fructose corn syrup. Eating healthy becomes a way of life, and that's one of the things that I work with my clients on. Yeah, sure we've all heard that saying about being careful of our habits. How does it go? I think it's be careful of your thoughts, because your thoughts become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your character, and your character becomes your destiny. And if we can start rethinking the way that we see food and see our lifestyles, then we change our actions, and those actions change our habits. And we can develop lifelong habits that will give us happier, healthier, more fit lifestyles with less disease, less visits to the doctor's office.
Okay, and of course, once again, the telephone number, we're going to do open lines the last half hour. But once more, the telephone number where people can reach you.
Area code 864-288-2807. And I'm on Eastern Time.
864-288-2807. And of course,
yes.
Suzanne is my daughter. My daughter and Sydney, this has been a great thing. She's lost the weight. She's helped others to lose weight. And if you're one of those millions of Americans who's out there fighting and you've tried other diets and they just haven't worked for any period of time, this does work. It changes your whole way of life. And it's so important to be healthy. You're going to need your health in the difficult times that lie ahead. Parting thought before we let you go.
I just want to encourage everybody to look at where they are today. Take an honest look at yourself in the mirror. Most of us struggle from something called denial. And we got to break out of denial, and we've got to look at ourselves honestly and decide if we are who and what we want to be, and if not, we need to make changes.
God bless. We'll do open lines the next half hour, and God bless. Talk to you real soon, Eddie. Bye-bye.
Shiny steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines, and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 229. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576. Six for details on this limited free 3-month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax-deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, I am back here, and we're going to do open lines this next half hour, but I want to talk to you about the coming war with Iran. And I have no question in my mind, were going to war with Iran because they've been planning this probably for well over 50 years. You go back 1953, the CIA financed the mullahs, hired them in Iran to agitate against Mossadegh, who'd been elected premier, and they were able to depose Mossadegh and bring the Shah of Iran to power. And then 27 years later, they hired the mullahs and paid them and got them agitated against the Shah. And they replaced the Shah with the Ayatollah Khomeini, who had been living in Oriental splendor in Paris for a long time under the sponsorship of the CIA. And they flew him back to Iran. They put him in power. They actually trained his Revolutionary Guard in the same harsh torture techniques that they have implemented throughout the world. And I'm talking about the American CIA working in conjunction with British intelligence. And these are the arms of the invisible government. And they have kept, as I said, the Ayatollahs in power. And I honestly believe that some of them are under our auspices. You only need to look at the Soviet Union. Oh, the Soviet Union is the enemy. Oh, the Soviet Union is gonna get us if we don't arm. We have to have an all-powerful military to protect us from the wicked Soviets. And yet, if you read the little book Gary Allen wrote called None Dare Call It Conspiracy, you'll find that Khrushchev, the ruler of the Soviet Union, the most powerful man in the world, at least in the Soviet world, why, he went off to the Black Sea Resort for a holiday. David Rockefeller went over to Moscow, and after being there for a week, Khrushchev was called back to Moscow and deposed and sent off to Siberia to manage a power plant there. How could they possibly depose Khrushchev? He was the most powerful man in all of Russia, director of the wicked communists who threatened us, and just a visit from David Rockefeller and Khrushchev is off to Siberia. And then, of course, you remember Gorbachev. He was a war criminal. He was in charge of the Soviet Union during the Afghan War, where they were dropping toys for the little children there in Afghanistan. Of course, they were really bombs to blow off their hands and feet and blind them and deafen them. And this was a war crime. They use these toys routinely to terrorize the population. Children will pick up little toys they find on the street and then blows off their hands and feet. Gorbachev was in charge. But when Gorbachev was supposedly deposed, and he really was, it was all suddenly staged. Where did Gorbachev come? Why, he comes to the United States, and he's allowed to have offices at the Presidio in San Francisco. Beautiful spot there. I wonder what the chances are that you or I could get offices at the Presidio in San Francisco, the former military base there. And then Gorbachev puts on a series of meetings and who attends, but George Shultz and Brzezinski and David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger and all of the usual suspects, the internationalists. Now, who are these people? What's their goal? Well, Barry Goldwater writes them about them in his book, With No Apologies. You need to get a copy. We do have second-hand copies, With No Apologies, by Barry Goldwater, Senator Goldwater. And writing on page 280, he says this, the Council on Foreign Relations is domestic, whereas David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is international. Its goal is to seize the control of the financial and commercial interests by first seizing control of the government of the United States. And they do control the government of the United States. They control the goal of the governments of the world. As we pointed out, the new appointed premier of Greece, Papandemos, just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. There's only 100 of them in all of Europe, and he's the appointed premier of Greece. And in Italy, the new appointed premier, they're not elected, they're appointed by the people who run the world. His name is Mario Monti. He just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. And here in the United States, there are about 80 members 12 of them were Obama's, President Obama's initial governmental staff, and one of them was Dennis Ross. Dennis Ross, you won't find him on the current trilateral list. You'll find him on the previous trilateral list, because when you join the government, you have to try to pass for the trilateral commission, as certainly all of the vice presidents. In fact, five of the six prior vice presidents, prior to Biden, all came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission in between 1977 and the year 2008. Every president of the United States and or vice president came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. They control our government, quite simply, and they work in conjunction, of course, with the CFR. And so we know pretty well what they're up to, what they're going to happen. Over the weekend, I called my friend Lindsay Williams, and I said, Lindsay, we had a conversation. I want you to put on your thinking cap and tell me if I'm right. As I remember, it was early 2009 when I called you, because there was a lot of talk about going to war with Iran at that time, and I just wanted to be sure that my memory was working right. And I called you and asked you to ask your contact, who is part of this elite group, whether or not we were going to go to war with Iran. And Lindsay said, yes, it was in early 2009. And he said, I called Mr. Frommer, because that's his name. He was president of ARCO, wasn't a member of the Trilateral Commission, but he's part of this elite group that runs our country. He was close to Exxon and the Rockefellers, and Ken Fromm was dying at the time. So he was quite willing to tell Lindsay things that ordinarily he'd be afraid to. He'd be afraid he'd be assassinated. Everything he said was could not be attributed to him. I knew who Mr. X was because I'd checked him out. Long before, I wasn't going to put Lindsay on my program unless I knew who this man was, unless I knew he was talking to Lindsay. So I'd actually talk with other people who'd worked there on the Alaska pipeline with Lindsay and actually knew about this. And anyway, Lindsay had told me what I remember, and that was that when Lindsay called Ken Fromm, a member of the elite who runs our country, close to the Trilateral Commission. If we were going to go to war in 2009, this was probably March or April, somewhere in there, and Ken Fromm had laughed at him and said, Lindsay, you don't understand. We're not going to go to war with Iran. A couple of years from now, 2.5 years or so from now, yes, there's going to be a war with Iran, but not now. So obviously the war was planned at that time. Of course, we've told you about Matthew Kronick, who's writing the lead article. Lead article is the January, February issue of Foreign Affairs magazine. This year, we'll be right back.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, we believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I'm Stan back here. I mentioned that I'd called Lindsay just to be absolutely sure I was right about what Ken Fromm had told him 3 years ago, and that was that there was going to be a war with Iran in 2.5 years. It was planned, but it wasn't going to occur back in 2009 when we checked. Lindsay also told me he got another email recently from another man who had worked on the Alaska pipeline, very high up in ARCO, but in the oil company, but certainly not as high as Fromm was. I know who this man is. I've actually talked to him myself many years ago when I was checking out to make sure that Fromm was who Lindsay said he was, because believe me, I'm not going to put somebody on as authority unless I check them out, unless I'm sure that the information is correct or as sure as I can be. And recently this other gentleman had written to Lindsay an email and said, it looks like we're going to have a war with Iran. This has been planned for a long period of time. Everything is on a timetable. They invest a lot of time and money in all of these plans, and they serve a purpose for their goals and their objectives. Anyway, in the January-February issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, Matthew Kronig, member of the CFR, former senior advisor to Robert Gates, also of the CFR, who was the Secretary of Defense until June or July of last year when Leon Panetta came in. Matthew Kronig was the senior advisor on Iranian Middle Eastern affairs to Robert Gates. And the article, you get it at the library, Foreign Affairs Magazine, January, February of this year, titled Time to Attack Iran, goes into the whole idea that we're going to have to attack Iran. We're going to have to attack them. This is the time to do it. And then, of course, I had the unique opportunity of getting hold of a transcript of a special sort of a covert meeting of the CFR. A small group of people got together, and Matthew Kronig addressed them. And you can actually pull down the transcript on the Internet if you type in Matthew Kronig CFR meeting the war with Iran. It's on the Internet, or we can get it for you if you give us a call. And which he explains to a group of people from the CFR, the elite here, why we want to attack Iran. And simply, not that Iran is building the bomb, because they're not. Not that Iran is certainly planning on building a bomb, because they're not. But they might plan to build a bomb. If they did, they wouldn't use it, but they would use it to as a diplomatic tool. We would not be able to dominate that part of the world any longer. That's why we got to attack Iran today. But we have to leave their military intact so they can retaliate against us. And I'm reading this, and you want to leave their military attack so they can retaliate against us? What sort of madness is this? Why? Very simply, because they want an extended war. But they're not going to tell you exactly what they want. They anticipate Iran is going to retaliate. Are they going to sink one of our carriers? Two of our carriers? Are they going to lob 50,000 missiles at Israel and wipe out Israel? We don't know. They're just going to retaliate, and we're going to smile and absorb the retaliation. But what happens if it's outlandish and 1,000 Americans die, or 2,000 Americans die, or they have one of their passing tankers passing New York or Washington, D.C., lob some missiles in at our nation's capital or our financial center? We're dealing with people who have an agenda, who want a massive war in that part of the world. We have our troops there. We have our air bases there. This has been planned for a long time. There is a timetable, and we're not privy to it, you common people out there. But there is an elite energized by evil who has created war after war after war after war. They created, certainly, the Spanish-American War, a manifestation of America's manifest destiny, the first stepping stone along the way towards the world government, the New World Order, and of course, we killed 5,000 Americans, but then we were followed by the Filipino-American War, where we killed somewhere between 200,000 and 2 million Filipinos. We don't even bother to put that in our textbooks. They were only Filipinos, of course. And then of course, we had the First World War, and there we killed 21 million people and about 40 million more wounded. But it did not affect America. So the American people weren't willing to go into the League of Nations and give up our sovereignty. So we had to have the Second World War, which was planned, and we financed Adolf Hitler, and we built the weapons for Adolf Hitler, and we put the pressure on Japan so that basically they would attack us, and we left our boys at Pearl Harbor to die. And I know they knew the war was coming because I have the pages from Secretary of War Simpson's diary, which I got back at Yale University, the Sterling Library there. And I'll send you copies of them. He tells about going to a meeting at the White House on the 25th of November, 1941, and there was Admiral Stark, General George Catlett Marshall, Secretary of the Navy Forrestal, himself, and the President. And the President said, the war is coming, probably within a week. The Japanese are going to attack, and we need to get into this war but get the Japanese to fire the first shot. Those are the exact words Stimson wrote at the diary. We have the pages. We'll be glad to send them to you if you contact us at 1-800-544-8927. Or we've written this in our newsletters. It was a fault. They knew it was going to happen. They left our boys to die just as we left the people in the Twin Towers to die. That was a controlled demolition of the Twin Towers. Watch the towers come down. You go to my website, radioliberty.com, and watch the Twin Towers come down. You'll see how the tops of the buildings vaporize. The tops of the buildings, 10, 20, 30 stories, simply vaporize before the rest of the building comes down. How do you vaporize a 10, 20, 30 stories of the Twin Towers? How do you vaporize all the cement? How do you vaporize 1,000 bodies? Our number, well, we're out of time. We'll be back in a moment here at American Freedom Network.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega 3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group,
And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way the only way they know how.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. If you have any question what really happened on September 11th, why, of course, you need to get those videos. You can see that a lot of us, we have examples of on my webpage. You can watch the Twin Towers come down. You can watch the Building 7 come down. Building 7 was a controlled demolition. If you watch Building 7 come down, you'll see how the center of the roof collapses first. The center of the roof of Building 7 collapses. That is passing the mnemonic of a controlled demolition. They take out the central structure so the walls will collapse inward rather than outward, and then they take out the base of the building and it falls in 7 seconds at the speed of gravity. That's almost what happened at the Twin Towers. Of course, they dissolve, they vaporize the tops of the buildings, they vaporize the cement, they vaporize the bodies, they vaporize, they simply cut across all of the beams, the 46 major steel beams holding that building up and the outsides of the building. They have probably thermite. We don't know what they use. Dr. Stephen Jones evaluated this, and they know that there was this very, very special type of military explosive. It can actually cut across the beams instantaneously. We know that, of course, the man in charge of security for the building, at least one of them, was a man named Neil Bush, the president's brother, and they were working in there weekends for many weeks before the 9/11 attack. Nobody would dare to speak out and tell the truth what happened. If they did, they would simply kill them. If you doubt that happens, we have a 4-tape set called Deadly Assassins, where we actually interview 2 professional assassins trained by the CIA. One of them, Chip Tatum, was hired to kill a presidential candidate. He disappeared shortly after appearing on my program. The 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins, of course, we know that they killed another presidential candidate. His name was Bobby Kennedy, and we have a 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. And believe me, this was not Saran who did it, because Saran was in front of Kennedy 3 or 4 feet, and Kennedy was shot from behind the right ear. So the information is there. They get the assassination of Bobby Kennedy. You can get the 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins. You can get the DVD put out by architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927 for 1-800-544-8927. And now they're prepared to take us into a war with Iran. Now, most people think it's going to be a short, easy war. I do not believe that's the case. They've been working at this for too long a period. They have something else in mind. We're not privy to everything, but if we had more time, I would tell you some of the other information. Dennis Ross writing in the Wall Street Journal, find me in the New York Times, on the editorial page on Wednesday of last week, talks about how the Iranians certainly have the opportunity for a diplomacy to settle the problem, but they may well not use it. I believe we have our people planted in the upper echelons of the Iranian government like we had them planted in the upper echelons of the Soviet government. Why do you think Gorbachev had the opportunity to move to the Presidio after he left Moscow? Why do you think that Khrushchev was sent off to Siberia? At number 1-800-549-4890. Until tomorrow, Dr. Ted, goodbye.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.